Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
The Poor Knight, a fantasy musical podcast suitable for all ages, brought to you by Fool and Scholar Productions. Follow Nathaniel the Boar Knight and the friends he meets along his journey as he's bitten by a wereman and must break the curse before the full moon. Listen to The Boar Knight wherever you get your podcasts or learn more at foolandscholar.com.
You're a... I got it! Tool call! Hammer! Hammer! Wrench!
Wrench!
Drill!
Drill!
Great job, Kapow!
Great job, Kapow! Oh, no, wait, that's me! Great job, Lucy Wow!
Oh, brother! Now all we have to do is turn this thing on. Let the show begin!
Oh, hi there! It's me, Kapow, the mechanical pygmy goat, beaming into your ears all the way from Pflugerville. You might know me as Lucy Wow's sidekick, but I'm many other things as well. For example, I'm the inventor of the telejoke. The telejoke is a telephone that turns everything you say into a knock-knock joke. No matter what you're saying into your phone, on the other end of the call, they're hearing hilarious jokes! Ah! Knock, knock, who's there? An expert on the subject of invention. Oh, it must be Kapow! In fact, I don't just know about inventions. I was invented! That's right! Lucy Wow invented me right here in Pflugerville to help her on her many adventures. Inventors are everywhere. In fact, you might be an inventor and not even know it yet. As an inventor, one of the things you need to know is that an invention has a life of its own. I mean, Lucy knew she wanted a mechanical pygmy goat for a sidekick, but she never imagined she'd end up with a Kapow. And that brings us to Dean Kamen and his invention, the Segway. As a young man, Kamen was just another inventor working in his basement. But when he invented a key piece of technology that helped innovate medical IVs, all of that changed. This invention didn't just save lives, it made Dean incredibly rich. With all that money, Dean was able to leave the basement, but he wasn't about to leave the world of inventing or helping people. He immediately went to work on his next invention. It was a wheelchair called the iBot that could both raise its user to eye height and drive upstairs. The problem with the iBot was that when it raised up high or went up the stairs, it would lose its balance and topple over. So Kamen designed a self-balancing gyroscope. This is a device that keeps your machine perfectly balanced. With one of these inside, you couldn't tip over an iBot even if you wanted to. Kamen quickly realized that the self-balancing gyroscopes could do more than balance a wheelchair. They could really be used to balance anything. He suddenly pictured a fun, zippy device for cruising on 2 feet. Kamen imagined it could be the ultimate urban transport vehicle between home and work. It would be safer and more environmentally friendly than a car, and unlike a bike, you wouldn't have to leave it at the door. You could just roll it inside. He called his new idea the Segway. The Segway, in case you'd never seen one, is a two-wheeled scooter. And just like Dean had envisioned, you stand on it and it rolls you all over town. But though it worked just like Dean had planned, it wasn't popular like he had planned it. You see, Dean thought the Segway would be the next big vehicle. He saw a world filled with Segways everywhere. He flooded the media, doing TV interviews, and soon enough, when it was released in December 2001 for $5,000, it was big news. It was on magazine covers and the front page of newspapers. It was everywhere. But though it was everywhere, and though it worked just like Dean promised, there was a problem. it turned out that you looked a little silly when you were on it. Because of this silliness, the Segway never sold in a big way. Instead of the Segway becoming the next big thing, it became the next big joke. It was even featured in Paul Blart Mall Cop and Arrested Development as part of the comedy. Whatever the reason, Dean's invention looked like it was a failure. But, like I said at the start of the podcast, inventions have a life of their own. So while the Segway didn't live up to what Dean planned it to be, his invention did work! The self-balancing gyroscopes kept the Segway upright no matter what! And so Dean started to wonder, what if instead of a Segway, you put the technology in something else? Soon, Dean's self-balancing gyroscopes were being put in hoverboards and one-wheeled skateboards. The Segway company even provided the first scooters to Bird and Lime during the Great Scooter Wars of 2018. What had started as an idea for a wheelchair that wouldn't tip over no matter where you went turned into a Segway and then ended up as part of the electrical scooters we see running down the street every day. It was a success, a failure, and a success all over again. So remember, inventors and builders, you never know what's going to happen, so you should never give up. Who knows? What starts as a tool just might end up a kapow. Well, folks, we've come to the end of another Kapow's Power of Invention podcast. Come back tomorrow when I'll be covering more inventors and inventions. And while you're waiting, you do realize there are just a slew of shows that take place in Pflugerville, right? It's true! There's Bobby Wonder, who's trying to protect Pflugerville from Mighty Mila, and Lucy Wow over in the Big Red Barn, inventing all sorts of cool stuff with her mechanical pygmy goat Kapow! Hey! That's me! Lucy goes big, and then she goes bigger! Oh, and if you like strange and spooky stories, you should check out R.L. Stine's Story Club. That's a real winner! I'm in the club, so I get to hear all the stories. And you can too! Keep on the lights, folks! Just search for Bobby Wonder, Lucy Wow, or R.L. Stine's Story Club, wherever you get your podcasts, and you'll find your way. I get a lot of excitement as Lucy Wow's psychic. Sometimes it overwhelms me and I just, faint. Well, today I got the most exciting news and easy kapow, deep breaths, don't faint. I'm on a t-shirt and a hoodie and a sticker and I'm so famous! I'm the most famous mechanical pygmy goat to ever live! Go to gokidgo.com and check me out! Lucy Wow merchandise is now available and you know you need more kapow in your life!
Go Kid Go!
Do you like to laugh? Who am I kidding? Who doesn't like to laugh? So, okay, if you love to laugh, you'll love Don't Break the Rules. It's a hilarious comedy improv podcast where the voice actors make up their lines on the spot and try to be the only actor who doesn't break the rules. These talented actors are great at coming up with silly scenes and stories when they follow the rules for the episode. And it gets even sillier when they accidentally break the rules. The stories are guided by suggestions from kids like you, and the episodes feature laughs, burps, and the occasional unicorn. So if you'd like to giggle and play along, be sure to listen to Don't Break the Rules wherever you listen to podcasts.